As you can tell from the change of colors, we are in a new liturgical season. The color is violet, and the season is Lent. The word Lent comes from the old Anglo-Saxon words lengthen, meaning spring, and lengthented, meaning March, the month in which most of Lent occurs. I have always been rather fascinated by Lent. I have always had mixed feelings about it, even as a boy. I always was kind of eager for it to start, but apprehensive too. I loved the ashes on Ash Wednesday and the movement of the Stations of the Cross every Friday up and down the aisle at my home parish in Waseca, and the long readings of the Passion twice each Lent. There was something fascinating about it all. And then, of course, there were all of Mom's best fish recipes that were dusted off and pulled out of the recipe box and prepared and put on the table. Lent remains perhaps my most favorite liturgical season of the year because it always ends with Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, the Triduum, the three most sacred days of our church year. It is customary in the homily for the first Sunday of Lent to focus on prayer and fasting and almsgiving, the traditional Lenten practices. These are called the pillars of our Lent, and we are all called to fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, and to abstain from meat on those days, plus all the other Fridays of Lent. This is a serious obligation we have as adults, and we must not take it lightly. And our bulletin has the regulations for all of this spelled out for you to review. I want, though, to focus my homily today on the readings for the day because they take us in a somewhat different direction. In a nutshell, they are saying to us three things. One, Jesus has already struggled with and overcome all the things with which we must struggle this Lent. Two, it is in our weakness that Jesus finds his victory. And three, where we must go in life, Jesus has already gone before us, for he always leads us. He leads us through our battle against sin and weakness. He leads us through the deep waters of life. He leads us through our Lent. As our gospel today from Mark so clearly tells us, if we truly live Lent out this season, a season of conversion, then we will be driven into the desert, where we will be tested, and where we will be supported, where we will die, and where we will rise, where there will be struggle, and where there will be victory, and where sin will yield to forgiveness. St. Mark always puts these things so simply, and we must be careful not to make them more complicated than they are. He tells us today that Jesus was driven into the desert where he was tested. Jesus went from the glory of his baptism by John in the Jordan, when the heavens were opened, and the Father declared him to be his beloved Son. Immediately he was driven into the struggles of the desert, where he battled evil and was victorious. Where Jesus has gone, we must follow. Our first reading spoke of the great flood during Noah's time and how the ark passed through the water, water which signaled a new covenant between God and his people, water which destroyed all that was evil in the world at that time. And in our second reading, St. Peter went on to explain that we too are saved from all that is evil by our passing through the water, like Noah and the seven others did in the ark. But our watery passing is our baptism, in which we experience forgiveness and freedom and salvation and grace. Where we must go in life, Jesus has already gone. He leads us in our struggles. He leads us, and we find victory over sin and death. Jesus will lead us back to the Father, to our heavenly home, to our promised land where all the saints and martyrs and angels of God await our return. Just as Jesus was driven into the desert and stripped of his glory, only to come out victorious to proclaim God's kingdom, so too in baptism we are stripped of all that is sinful and evil. We are anointed with the oil of strength. We are immersed in the cleansing waters, and then we rise free from sin, converted to God, and anointed with the oil of chrism to go out and to proclaim to all the world that God's reign is at hand. Now, any of us who have ever struggled with real sin, real long-term sin, the sin that you know that kind of never goes away despite our best effort, any of us who have struggled in that way, we understand what it all means in real life. We know, don't we, what it is like to struggle, to move away from weakness and sin, and to wait, hopefully wait, for freedom and salvation. I am sure there are some of you today who are in this situation. Never despair, for God is with you. God leads you. He has gone before you. He understands you, and He will heal you and free you this Lent. My friends, we need witnesses today. Men and women who have really struggled and experienced healing and forgiveness. We need witnesses who have experienced freedom from sin. Our world is far too complacent about sin and death, far too willing to compromise with it. We must witness to the truth that God frees us from sin and death, that He is victorious after our struggle, that there is freedom after the battle. If we but believe and hope and love as He has commanded. It is with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving that we wait for this freedom, this forgiveness, this salvation, which comes to us at the end of Lent on Holy Thursday and Good Friday and Holy Saturday, when our Lord Jesus gave Himself over so that we might live in the freedom of God's children.